Bienvenue à l'introduction.
Welcome to the introduction of the Rocket French Interactive Audio Course. In this course, you will learn not only to understand spoken French, but to actually take part in conversations yourself. My name is Paul, and I'll be your host. I'm a native English speaker from the UK who spent a good deal of time growing up and living in France on a mixed diet of French and English. Here's your Rocket French co-host, Marie-Claire.
Bienvenue à Rocket French. Hi, my name's Marie-Claire. Claire for short. I'm from Versailles, near Paris, and French is my first language. I've travelled the world over and have found that languages are a great way to meet people and discover various cultures. Best of luck for your learning. Have fun. Bonne chance.
So, what exactly is an interactive audio course and how do you use it? Well, there's a clue in the title. It's interactive, which means you will be encouraged to join in occasionally rather than lying on the couch, eating pizza and hoping it somehow sinks in. And it's an audio course, which means the information reaches your brain via your ears and then flows directly back out of your mouth after being processed by that lump of grey jelly in your head. By the way, this is
Le cours fusée interactif audio de français.
If that makes absolutely no sense, don't panic. You haven't bought the wrong course. This is, in fact, the Rocket French Interactive Audio Course. The best way to learn any language is to actually use it in conversation, and this course will teach you to do just that. By the end of each lesson, I promise you'll be speaking French, even if it sounds like a bad impersonation of Charles Aznavour. Eventually, you'll become confident and competent, and will look back with scorn at this introduction because it will have all become so much easier. Because you can only learn a language properly by actually saying the words, make sure that you listen to this course in a place where you can speak aloud and without embarrassment. You may think that repeating words in your head is good enough, but from experience, I know that thinking of the right words doesn't always help you say them on cue. Every time Claire tells you a French word, repeat the word aloud after her and try to match her pronunciation. She will then repeat the word after you so you can hear the difference. If you want to say the word again after this, go ahead. It will make the whole process quicker and easier. Now listen to the very first conversation. Don't expect to understand much, if any, of what takes place, because it's very early days, and we're assuming you know absolutely no French. The learning process will start as soon as you hear your first French words, so you may feel a strange tingling sensation between your ears, particularly if your day job doesn't require a lot of brain power. It's all about getting used to the sounds, getting a feel for how the language flows, and gradually recognizing the words as you hear them again and again. After each conversation, I'll break down any new words so you know exactly what they mean, when to say them, and how to pronounce them. Ready then? Let's go! Salut Claire!
Salut Paul! Comment ça va?
Bien, merci. Et toi?
Je vais très bien.
Ah, that feels better. We've broken the ice, and you've heard your first real-life, genuine, not in the least bit artificial French conversation. Now, before you forget, how do you say hello to someone in French? Listen to Claire and repeat after her.
Salut. Salut.
Salut is the most common greeting in French. But when you greet someone, you don't just stop there. You ask how the person is. You can ask how someone is in French by saying, Comment ça va? Listen to Claire and repeat after her.
Comment ça va? Comment ça va?
Did you find that difficult? Let's break each of the words down. The word comment means how. Listen to Claire and then repeat after her.
Comment?
The words ça va mean it is going. Ça means it, and va means is going. So really, you're asking, how is it going? Does it seem a little strange? Languages are like that. You can't always directly translate phrases from one language to another. So just remember, comment ça va means how are you, or how's it going? Try these words with Claire. It.
Ça. Ça.
Goes.
Va. Va. Ça va. Ça va. Comment? Comment ça va? Comment ça va?
Let's say that you just met a friend and want to know how they are. Can you tell me how to ask, hello, how are you in French? Answer this question aloud. Remember that if you answer in your head, you're not going to develop spoken fluency. So try it now. The answer is, salut, comment ça va? Did you get it right? Practice your pronunciation with Claire.
Salut, comment ça va? Salut, comment ça va?
Now you're ready to learn what to say when someone asks how you are. Listen to the first half of the conversation again. Salut Claire.
Salut Paul. Comment ça va?
Bien, merci. Unless you're having a really bad day, if someone asks you how you are, your usual response will be, well, thanks. The word bien means well.
Comment ça va?
Bien. Repeat the word after Claire.
Bien. Bien.
Listen to that part of the conversation again.
Comment ça va?
Bien, merci. Can you guess what merci means? Merci means thank you. You try it.
Merci. Merci.
So, the phrase for well, thanks is bien, merci. Incredibly easy and so much more socially accomplished than pretending not to hear what the other person said while looking for the nearest exit. Now try saying the phrase, well, thanks, yourself. Say it after Claire.
Bien, merci. Bien, merci.
Listen to the first half of the conversation one last time. Salut, Claire.
Salut, Paul. Comment ça va?
Bien, merci. Let's see how you're doing so far. Can you say, hello, how are you in French? You should have said, salut, comment ça va? Repeat after Claire, trying your best to copy her pronunciation.
Salut, comment ça va? Salut. Comment ça va?
Can you remember what to say in response to this question? If I said to you, salut, comment ça va? What would you reply? Listen to Claire, then practice saying it yourself.
Bien, merci. Bien, merci.
If you're chatting to someone and they say, how are you? It would be nice to say, I'm well, thanks. And you? This may feel like dangerous territory to a beginner. Asking a French person a question is just an open invitation for them to start speaking French again. And that's definitely not what you want. However, you will have to break through that fear barrier if you want to impress others with your language skills. What have you got to lose, apart from your self-respect? Exactly! To ask someone how they are too, you need to learn how to say, and you. Hardly rocket science, so listen up. We'll hear the conversation again, and you can listen out for the words "and you" in French. Salut Claire.
Salut Paul. Comment ça va?
Bien, merci. Et toi? The words "et toi" mean "and you".
Et toi?
The word "et" means "and". The word "toi" means "you".
Et toi?
Means "and you". Now practice these words yourself.
Et toi? Et toi? Et toi?
Let's put this phrase into practice. If someone asks you, comment ça va? How do you answer, well, and you? Here's Claire with the correct answer. Repeat after her.
Bien, et toi? Bien, et toi?
I bet you got that right. Every small victory is a stepping stone on the road to success, as my incredibly irritating grandmother used to say. But for once, she was right, God rest her soul. Now, what's another way to answer the question, how are you? I could say, well, thanks. Bien, merci. But this time, I want to say something a little bit different. I want to say that I am very well. You already know that the word bien means well. The word très means very. So, très bien means very well. Listen to Claire and repeat after her.
Très bien. Très bien. Très bien.
Let's see if we can put some of our new phrases together. Try saying, very well, thank you. Listen to Claire saying it.
Très bien, merci. Très bien. Merci. Très bien, merci.
And if you want to ask, and you, what do you say? Make sure that you're giving me your responses aloud. You should have said,
et toi? Et toi?
This time, I don't want to answer good thank you or even very well. In French, you would say,
je vais très bien.
In French, this literally means I am going very well. Je means I. Vais means am going. So, je vais très bien means I am going very well.
Je vais. Je vais. Très bien. Très bien. Je vais très bien.
Very good.
Très bien.
If you want to congratulate someone for a job well done, you can also tell them très bien.
Très bien.
I don't want you to forget this expression, so tell me again. How do you say I'm very well, using the words for I'm going very well? Let's hear it, Claire.
Je vais très bien.
And again?
Je vais très bien.
After all this study, j'espère que ça va bien. Did you guess what I said, or did the new words throw you? Hearing familiar words mixed with unfamiliar words is important at this stage in your learning. You need to be able to pick out words and phrases you know, even if you don't get the rest of the sentence. Don't allow unfamiliar words to keep you from understanding the gist of the question, because it's amazing how few words we really need to understand what's going on. Oh, and by the way, j'espère que ça va bien means I hope it's all going well. Good job! Now, let's practice saying the whole conversation. Try and focus on understanding each word as you hear it, then repeat it phrase by phrase. Salut Claire!
Salut Paul! Comment ça va?
Bien, merci. Et toi?
Je vais très bien.
Très bien. That was great. Let's have one last go at practicing some of the individual phrases we looked at in this lesson. We'll call it your rocket review. You tell me how you say hello.
Salut.
Salut means hello. Now ask, how's it going?
Comment ça va?
Say, I'm going.
Je vais.
Je vais means I am going. Now, do you remember very well? Did you say?
Très bien.
Très bien means very well. So, I am going very well is...
Je vais très bien.
And to ask, and you, you'll say...
Et toi?
Et toi means and you.
Très bien!
You've done well. You've gone from zero to hero after one little lesson and can already have a basic conversation in French.
Bravo!
This was your first taste of the Rocket French interactive audio course, and I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you practice often and listen to us next time with Rocket French Lesson 1, Chapter 1.
Merci de voyager dans le monde du français avec nous.
À bientôt.